We're going to take just a few minutes before we bring Pastor Jim on and just go over the prophecy that we received Sunday. So I'm going to ask the guys to pass those out. And if you don't have one, please take one so you can follow along with us. There should be enough for everybody. And we won't be long in this because we definitely want to bring Brother Jim on. To say that this has been incredible is just an understatement. We have heard instruction from the Lord these last few services that has been really, as I said to someone tonight, spot on. It's been incredible. It's been really wonderful. The Holy Spirit gave us a prophecy Sunday, and I wanted to read it because I believe that it does so much to complement everything that is being said in these services, and whatever will be said tonight and tomorrow night, I'm sure we'll go right along with it. Having no anticipation to say anything except just to listen to God, when you speak a word of prophecy, you don't have in preface an intention to do so. You just listen and say, okay, God, use me as you will. But the Holy Spirit spoke Sunday, and I was amazed as I have read through this thing a number of times, just the different things that have already been covered, or at least the foundation in which has been covered through the Lord confirming in preface to what was going to be said. So we're looking at the prophecy, and I'm just going to read through it and make a few comments, and then we're going to bring Brother Jim on. The Lord spoke Sunday, and he says, "For I prepare you, saith the Spirit of grace, in an hour that you think not. I prepare you in a time and in a season that does not seem," and that word is convenient. You can put the T on there. "That does not seem convenient. I come again and again because of the outcry of this place." Let me just stop and say, back up for a second. Is it ever convenient to the flesh when God says, "I want you to change? I want you to come up higher"? Is it ever like, "Oh yeah, I've just been sitting waiting on you, God"? It's never. It's never. "I come again and again because of the outcry of this place, and because of the foundation, and because of everything that has been lifted up through my grace. That which I have supplied year after year, I come again to supply grace." And now, we've done a lot of teaching on grace around here, and we have graduated past the threshold of unmerited favor to the stronger definition, or I should say the advanced definition for the maturing saint in the New Testament. Grace is interpreted his strength in our life, or his strength for our weaknesses. It's the threshold is, yes, there is favor. He brings us in through the door, which is Christ. But grace goes way beyond that. It has become our interpretation, not our interpretation, but the New Testament interpretation for grace. It's the same thing that Paul said when he was exasperated, and I can't go on any further. And God says, "My grace is sufficient. My strength is sufficient." So the Lord keeps saying, "There's grace for what I'm asking you to do. My strength for you, Family Prayer Center." He said this, "I come again to supply the grace, the line on line and precept on precept, to teach you and to bring you closer to that place that you have called on me for, and that you have brought forth supplication and prayers and giving of thanks in many different ways. I come again to speak to you. I desire to prepare you for revival. I desire to prepare you for the outpouring. I desire to place inside of you the image, the imagination, the understanding, and everything that will come before and during, and everything that will take place or will take you into the very last of the last, saith the Spirit of God." Now, I'm just really glad that he said it this way, and he couldn't have said it any other way based on our faith and what we're understanding, because one of the things that we hear the Holy Spirit saying this week is, "I want to do something in the earth among my people that last, that doesn't just start, but that goes on and on and on, all the way to the end. And the Spirit said here that I desire to take you into place, build this image, imagination, understanding, and everything that will come before. He wants to show us all that is going to be in preface and during, and everything that will take place in the very last of the last. Say, did you notice that he didn't say, and everything that will happen after the revival? I'm glad of that. Because we don't want to know. We don't want an epitaph that says, okay, we want to hear what happens after this burns out. We want to hear what takes us all the way to the last of the last, which is his coming. Hallelujah. Receive of these things, walk in these things, and know this, that I come again with purging. I come again to cut back, even when you think there's nothing left to cut back. I come again and again and again, and when I am done, understand this, that no chastening for the moment seemeth good, but afterwards it brings forth the peaceable fruit of righteousness and joy in my spirit. So yield in these days and yield in these hours to the word of the Lord and to the wisdom of God and to the purgings and to the comings of my spirit dealing with you in this place and in the days that you will hear these words spoken over these next, he identifies these next few days. Listen, but not only in this place, but in your bedrooms, in your cars, in your kitchens, in your bathrooms. Listen to me, for I come again as a comforter. I come again as a voice. I come again saying, come away with me. Come away with me. Lay everything aside and come away with me, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. So one of the things, too, that we noted there, or I noted there, is this, is that he's saying, I'm not just saying these things now, but I want you to be keenly aware. One of the things that we are going to do is, and we'll make it available, that, and I know that one of the things that Pastor Jim said is that you really need to hear the voice of your pastor over and over again, and we're going to do that, but we want to make sure that if you don't have internet access or if you don't have a means to listen to these services again, there will be a sign-up sheet at least tomorrow night for you to sign up for those CDs, because the Lord said, I want you to listen to them. I want you to listen to what's happening right now, and I want you to basically listen to it again and again and again, listen to it in your bedrooms, in your cars, in your bathrooms, again and again, rehearse. And that's what it's amazing. Sunday after this, the Lord spoke on prophecy and how prophecy is implemented, not just the logos, those pages that we have, but the spoken word to us, and this came in preface to that. And so one of the things that the Lord is saying, I want you to hear what you're hearing over and over again. And I want to remind you just of a few things, because I found it so amazing and remarkable of what I'm hearing the Lord say through Jim. One of the things that I said last night is that, amazing enough, the Holy Spirit has the logistics of just putting these things together and me hearing from God. I don't just invite Jim back because he's my friend. I invite him back because I listen and say, okay, God, what is your will? What is your mind? And the Lord said, I want you to invite him down. And so I did, and he responded with yes. And then in beyond my knowledge of what he was doing, he began to listen, to go way back based on his own testimony and listen to sermons that I had done from the very beginning. And I thought, oh, God, I wouldn't have done that for myself. So the Lord really was doing that, not just to compliment me. The Lord was saying, I want you to feel the pulse, the heartbeat of what is in Immokalee, and I want you to understand. And amazing enough, one thing that crystallized in me last night, or I saw, so the Lord and everything that he's saying, he's not being the Lord is turning our thinking, and he's opening up us more and more, but he's not criticizing us. That's not what he's doing. The Lord, as I said last night, he's taking us seriously. He's taking our confessions and the grace that he has given to us, his strength, he's taking all of that, and he's saying, okay, there is the seed bed here, there's foundation. And some of the things that Jim has said, it's like you've heard me say, you've heard the Spirit say, and he's all the more repeating those. One of the things that we preached or ministered in those two messages on preparing for 2014, we started out by rehearsing what our vision is. And one of the first things that I said is, really, you know, revival is our battle cry, but that is not our number one priority. Our heartbeat, as I said then, and I say again, it's really to conform people to the image of Jesus Christ. And as I said in those messages, revival really is it's kind of a fruit of that. It's us turning people into Christ and making disciples of them and turning them into the intimacy and the fullness of Christ. The other thing, too, that the Holy Spirit spoke to us recently was that Immokalee, we're confessing all these years over Immokalee. Immokalee is going to be one of the epicenters or the epicore of what he will do in this. But he's spoken to us more and more about that this is going to be a regional thing, and it's going to touch a whole region. And as a result of it, we're also understanding, and this is one of the things I said to Jim the other night, I said, it's amazing. I really have realized for a while now that it does not matter. We're not trying to build our church. We're accepting a call for a place in him to build the kingdom of God. And that's what it's all about. When you understand that, you really have to come to a place where you have to meet, you have to say, okay, God, it really does. We could stay small, and churches build all around us to some kind of, and we don't have our mind and our thoughts on numbers, but it, in a certain sense, theoretically, or even beyond that, in a real practical sense, it is possible that we could stay, not become a mega church. Although I do believe, like Jim said, we will increase. But the main thing is building the kingdom of God. And it doesn't matter where that flow goes, or that all those souls that are being saved, where that goes, it doesn't matter. All that matters is we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And that's going into Christ. And our main emphasis is getting to know him. Hallelujah. How many of you have enjoyed Jim Martin and his ministry and Kathy Martin? Brother Jim, amen. Hallelujah.